I think the heart of the question,
okay,
is this kind of let's use Lutheranism to destroy thinking again.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So like, I know that I am worthy of sin, death, damnation. Mm-hmm. Well, because of sin, I'm worthy of death and damnation, hell. So therefore, I'm not worthy of having friends. Wait, no, no. So don't take what you deserve on Judgment Day mm-hmm. and make it what you deserve by nature in the created order.
Yes.
You were created to be a child of parents and you deserve care and comfort from them. You are to be a neighbor of your neighbor and you deserve for them to love you more than themselves. You're supposed to love them more than you love yourself, but like you actually are created to deserve that. Like that's what God wants out of life, right? So that's what she's getting at here. She's not getting at that you've earned something. Don't put this in justification talk. Put this in how we were made talk, right? So the idea that I am enough isn't I'm enough for Judgment Day. It's I'm enough for me. Huh? I don't have to be more than I am right now to be what I am right now. And people who are struggling with shame don't believe they're enough to be themselves right now. That's exactly it. They've been so turned in on themselves with self-hate that they don't think having a friend is something that they're allowed to do. They're not worthy. Okay. Well, no one earns that worthiness. We're all just created with that worthiness. We're created to be in community. We're created to be neighbors with each other. Yeah? So, stop using Lutheran soteriology as your paradigm for your relationship with your neighbor or your wife, right? Don't import this very narrow argument about justification against indulgences into how you're going to be friends. you're going to be friends. You can't be friends with people if you hate yourself all the time and shame yourself constantly. You will not be a good friend. You'll be a crappy friend. So part of being a good friend is being like, okay, it's possible someone might like me just because I'm me. And this person who wants to hang out seems to want to hang out. So this, I must be enough for this. And to come to terms with that and like rejoice in it. We like each other. We're friends. Right? That's what she's talking about. And that what she's getting at then though is the way that that happens is you actually acknowledge you don't really feel worthy. Part of friendship is being vulnerable about where you feel you don't have any worth. But you can't kind of get there until you're willing to know that your lack of self-worth is not how God created you. Nor, I can really add, how he redeemed you. You don't think you're worthy? No. Don't go Lutheran crazy zeitgeist on me. I said zeitgeist too many times today. Don't go Lutheran crazy on me and twist these words. Jesus Christ considered you worth saving. Is it because of any worthiness in me in some sort of cosmos? No! No, you're a wretch. You're sinful and unclean. You're a dead man. And yet, for what he was going to make you to be, which you are now by his declaration, don't you dare demean the worthiness he has promised you that you are just because of what you were. And yes, flesh and spirit, right now you get to experience what you were a whole lot, but it doesn't change the honor that he has bestowed on you in his name that makes you worthy to be loved by God. He doesn't love unworthily people and they stay unworthy. He loves unworthy people and they become worthy of his love because he has loved them. He has declared them worth loving. That's why he died. And that's the power of his death. So on two levels, the created nature that God intended for the good of us all and the redeemed reality that has been promised to you, you're worthy on every level of living and of loving, period.